talking to Wilbur Mills at some length about this investment credit situation, and I must say that I really probed him and questioned him in every way I could, and I have to come up with what I think is good solid news. He is just totally against any exemptions to investment credit. We'll stick with it. Says that he knows there's going to be a lot of amendments, and suggesting all the rest is completely sold that he has to hold it in his committee and in the House without any exemptions whatsoever. He said, I don't know what the Senate is going to do, but he said, hell, we just don't have a meaningful bill if we let this break open. And I told him that we were right there with him in every damn kind of assistance that we could render, any errands he wanted run, and all the rest. He was damn good, in my judgment. Now, he did say that the one area that was concerning him was apartments and then accelerated appreciation. He felt this is already a depressed industry. He's heard a lot from the housing people and all the rest, and he said we probably ought to take a look at that as a possible exclusion from the depreciation. And he said, however, he said, why don't you and I talk further on Monday? And let's see where we are there. He said, because frankly, he said, I haven't been in close touch with the way the hearings went since Wednesday. He said, I've been down here in Little Rock. So I thought his reactions were damn good. Frankly, I had become a little concerned yesterday at the meeting that you had, Mr. President, and that, you know, we know Pat Matthews' influence on him and others and the railroad end of it and all the rest, but it's obvious to me he couldn't have been stronger in telling me.
He gave me a commitment. He'd stay with both of them. I know his commitments, but there's no sickness in the big buildings and the office buildings and apartments, and we're not talking about these little houses,
Yeah. Individual
houses. And what we're trying to do is keep them from getting all the big money where you can't build any houses.
Yeah.
And they damn sure are getting it, and they got it this week. Their business loans are up to all-time high, and a lot of it's going into their big housing stuff. But I think that's right. I'm going to try to talk to him Sunday, and I hope that he'll stick on it. I wouldn't go with him. I told him I wouldn't go if I can't pass it. Now, if he takes the housing out, that's going to look like hell. And the other side will take something else out. And we just got to keep his back firm. It's not going to hurt anybody to forego their building 1 year. It's not going to ruin a damn thing. Every boy in Vietnam's got to forego his plans for 3 years. And some rich son of a bitch can't build him a big office building for a year and get the accelerated depreciation.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt him. He can wait a year. And he don't have to go on and borrow the money. I was in here this morning, the homeowner's loans got to borrow a lot more money for these damn folks. And I spent nearly all morning, my throat's sore, just arguing with this treasury boys about having to have 591 million more securities. And they just going wild, everybody being selfish for himself. So we just got to give him hell, and I think he ought to tell Gardner Ackley right now what he says about the housing and tell him to get his case up.
All right.
Thank you, Larry.
Also, additionally, I pinned him as hard as I could on the timetable, and he said that he was looking forward to having the report written this coming weekend before the Rules Committee the week from Tuesday.
Well, why in the hell don't he get the report and get it up and get a rule this week? The longer it lays around there, the more pressure we're going to get.
I know it.
Why does he want to take all that time? He can write a goddamn report and over a weekend, could do it right.
Yeah, he's. I think his concern is the, his relationship with Johnny Burns, and that Johnny Burns is going to press as hard as he can for whatever length of time he can get, for a minority report and all the rest. But I told him I'd get back together with him Monday. I think really what we need is to get Wilbur back here.
Okay.
And he said he is coming back, and he will be on deck Monday, and he talked about Ackley and what.
What did he say about Ackley?
Well, pretty much what Ackley and Joe Fowler told you yesterday.
I know. Is he going to insist on Ackley?
Yeah. Yeah, he said he wanted a Monday morning. I didn't ask him if Ackley had talked to him or Fowler talked to him in the meantime. Damn it, I think that I slipped on that.
No, we do. We sure do. No,
back.
He wants me to call him and ask him not to. And I think we better have a meeting of the leadership Monday, so you talk to Marvin, you all set it up.
All right.
All right.
Okay.